Our second lesson this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me. All you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Four little words. What do you want? Or what do you want? Four little words, spoken in ways that give diametrically opposed meanings. Four little words that can convey great love or great disdain for another person. And what they wanted was to be together one last time. He wanted to spend the days with her. He was 90 years old, and she was his best friend. She wanted to spend her days with him. They had been married for over 65 years, and after all, her 90th birthday was coming up. Don and Joyce moved to Indianapolis a little over a year ago from their home in the North Carolina mountains. They hated to admit it, but they were getting older, and their home was quite a bit to manage on their own. Their granddaughter, Melanie, and her husband, Dave, encouraged them to come and be a part of their family. They wanted them to move close. They especially wanted their children to have the opportunity to get to know Don and Joyce, and likewise. And after the inevitable adjustment period, life settled in as Joyce and Don began attending Second Church and making a home at their retirement community. Their grandchildren even began to ride their bikes to hang out and just see them. Life was good. And then it wasn't. At the end of April, Joyce tested positive for COVID-19. Testing then followed for her husband, Don, and his test was negative. And then the sad news came. Joyce was being moved to an isolation floor because COVID was spreading at their retirement home. Don needed to remain in their room. The family was able to continue the visits and bike rides, but now the visits took place outside of Joyce's and Don's separate windows, talking on their phones. Their granddaughter, Melanie, continued to ask, "Can we do anything for you? What do you need? What do you want?" And Joyce always said, "Keep us in your prayers." And they did that. And they put them on our prayer list here at the church. And you prayed for them. One afternoon, Don asked the great-grandchildren to let him talk to the mother, to their mother. "Granddaddy," she asked him, "what do you want?" He said, "I'm 90, and I don't know how many days I have left. And every day is a gift. I want to spend them with Joyce." But nothing could be done. All Melanie, David, and the kids could do was keep calling and keep visiting outside their windows on their phones and keep praying. In our gospel lesson this morning, we find Jesus misunderstood and rejected by the very people who should have recognized him. They didn't understand that the revelation of God was taking place in their midst. They didn't get it. So Jesus turns away from the crowds and prays. "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants." It is not the sophisticated or the educated or the religious, but it is the humble that understand the ways of God. Jesus in our scripture then reveals the relationship between himself and his Father. "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." If we are to know God, it must be through Jesus. So who gets to know God? "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." You might have expected Jesus to invite the disciples to come to him, but he had sent them away. Or maybe he would invite the educated, or the religious, or the sophisticated. You might have even expected Jesus to invite the humble and receive rest. But no. No, Jesus invites all to come. No obligations, no restrictions. Just come and receive rest. Anyone who is burdened and heavy laden. Jesus then offers them more. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." An invitation to follow Jesus. An invitation to learn from him, and a promise that we will find rest for our souls. Augustine, in his autobiographical work, The Confessions, prays, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord. and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. The psalm that Annie read this morning, that psalmist knows this restlessness, this longing for God, the longing for God that only rest can bring. Oh God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, and I will praise you. We know what it is like to be restless, to be weary, to be afraid. We know what it is like to long for God. We are just like the psalmist. Look at our world. We know what it is like. Jesus is speaking to you, to me, to us, to everyone. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Friends, he makes no demands. He simply says, come. It was just 4 days ago when Melanie received the phone call. Joyce's test came back clear. Her grandparents could be together again. You might even have seen the reunion on the CBS Evening News. Joyce was in a wheelchair as they pushed her down the hall. The staff lined up on both sides, cheering and clapping as she passed. There at the far end of the hall was Don, sitting in his wheelchair with a bouquet of flowers in his hands. When she reached him, Joyce, with help, leaned forward, and they were able to hug. Wheelchairs, mask, and all. The ending of Joyce's and Don's story is also the ending of our story. We will be reunited. Yes, here in this sanctuary, worshiping together one day soon. But even more than that, we will be reunited with God and with one another in Jesus Christ when God's kingdom is fully realized. And although that day is not here yet, we still know those moments of kingdom joy and peace where we find rest and our longing is fulfilled. Friends, Jesus is present with us, just as Jesus was present with Don and Joyce in that hallway when they were reunited once again. To God be the glory. Amen.